Well, our position is clear. There's no war between Christians and Muslims in Nigeria. What we have operating, like in all other places where terrorism has struck, is that a group of terror assassins, terrorists and assassins, have decided, like it's happening in Afghanistan, in Algeria, as it happened during the 9/11 attacks in America, as it's going in other countries where terror has become part of the global security challenges. What will happen in Nigeria is that a group, which is actually not speaking on behalf of the broad majority of Nigerian Muslims, has taken on to itself the heinous duty of attacking innocent people. And this group, as you have seen repeatedly in the last year and a half, has been attacking both Muslims and Christians. It's true that on the Christmas Day, he took his steps further by attacking innocent Christians in a church at Madala in Niger State of Nigeria. But clearly, what we do know and what everybody knows around the world is that these are terrorists. They may be proclaiming the name of Islam, but a broad majority of Muslims in the world and in Nigeria do not support terror. So what was a challenge for security forces and for the nation to do the best we can to hunt down these groups, to defeat them. And that's exactly what the government security agencies are doing. The other challenge we have is for civil society to unite against evil. You know, what terror wants is to divide people, is to create confusion, to create panic, and to create havoc and violence. So the duty we have is to ensure that all people, you know, who trust in God, who believe in God, who truly worship God, be they Christians or Muslims or traditional African worshippers, we must all come together, you know, to face the challenge that terror has constituted in our daily lives, you know, in Nigeria. The government position and all our position is very clear. Yes, terror has attacked Christians, and they do attack Christians and Muslims and other groups from time to time. But it must not be mistaken as a war by Muslims against Christians in Nigeria. And therefore, what we require is for the international media, the local media, and every person who truly is interested in defeating terror to unite people against it, be they Christians or Muslims. And that is where we take. Definitely Christians will have anxiety that they were attacked, which is okay. They have expressed that anxiety, but what the government has reassured them is that security forces, all of us, are doing everything possible to prevent future attacks and to defeat these terror groups. Also, you have had in the course of the last few days a number of Muslims speaking forcefully, including the leader of Muslims in Nigeria, who is the Sultan of Sokoto, has spoken out forcefully denouncing the groups and denying them any support at all by the Muslim population. So I think what is clear is for us not to create a sentiment that can lead to confusion in a multi-ethnic and multi-religious society like Nigeria. So the thing is to isolate terror, not to make them look as if they are acting on behalf of any particular religion or group. There we stand on the matter.
Minister Marcus, is the government putting up strategies to combat this terrorism as you have described?
Surely, definitely. Government has been combating them. It's not as if that you know that there's a continuing battle against the terror groups that has proclaimed war upon the innocent people of Nigeria. There's been a, you know, an ongoing security, you know, operation, you know, against the group. We all don't know that, and we have done so not only by deploying security personnel, we're also increasing our surveillance capacity through training, through acquisition of new technologies, through cooperation with surrounding countries in the ECOWAS Economic Community of West African States, and also by extending our contacts with other states, stretching from Chad to Algeria, where these groups cross boundaries to penetrate and attack people in Nigeria. So there's a domestic angle to it, and there is also an international angle to it. And also, as you do know, we're also in cooperation with other countries that have had the experience, you know, in dealing with terror. So there's a lot of work going on here, both domestically and across the region. So what we need is patience. What we need is cooperation from the public. And what we need also is an awareness by members of the public to cooperate with security agencies by exposing the network of these groups And then also we need our leaders to speak together to isolate the group, not to make them look as if they are acting on behalf of Islam, which is exactly what they want to be taken as leaders or actors fighting for Islam. Once we do that, we make a mistake, because we know that in Nigeria, the greatest majority of Muslims are not behind the group. Yeah, you may have one or two people who may sympathize with them, but they definitely do not represent the broad majority of Nigerian Muslims. So we want the international media, the local media, not to engage in reports that often create confusion in developing countries. We will not want a situation in which the group... When 9/11 occurred and America was attacked, believing that Muslims all over the world attack America, it was not. So when there were attacks in India, does not mean that Muslims are united to attack any particular country. So in Nigeria, it's the same thing.
You called on everybody to try help unify Nigerians to fight against this tragedy orchestrated by these terrorist groups that you call them. Now, Minister, what is the government doing to unify Nigerians in the government's move to combat this?
We are talking to all religious groups, asking them not to mistake what is happening in Nigeria as a war between Christians and Muslims. We know that it is not, definitely not. Broad majority of Muslims are peaceful. They also do not identify with terror. We do know also that Islam does not support terror. Terror is an evil network of people that are taking it upon themselves to use the name of Islam to attack innocent people around the world. So we must not mistake the Nigerian situation as different. You saw also occasionally in the United States, sometimes we have Christian groups that have done things completely deviate from the content of Islam, such as Christianity, such as the dividends that occurred in the United States. So every religion is subject to abuse by individuals who misinterpret it to attack innocent people, sometimes innocent people even belonging to the same religion. In Pakistan, terror is attacking Muslims. In Afghanistan, terror is attacking Muslims. In Algeria, the same thing. So these are groups that have gone overboard, and I think the world must isolate them. We must not allow them in any boundary to claim to be representing Muslims. They do not represent Muslims.
Well
so
spoken.
Also call on Muslims in Nigeria to speak out more forcefully. The entire community of ulama, the traditional rulers in Nigeria, community leaders in northern Nigeria, we are calling on all of them to speak out forcefully, like the Sultan of Sokoto has been speaking, so that the nation will be united against this evil. It has nothing to show to us here in Nigeria, and both the government and civil society, that there is a support for them by the broad majority of Muslims in Nigeria. There is no such support.
What will be your message to Nigerians in the face of these terror attacks?
My message to Nigerians is that all good people should unite. The nation should unite against evil, against terror. Then we need a lot of cooperation across religious sides, across ethnic groups. Let us unite to defend our country from these attacks, from this evil, which is not just unique to Nigeria, but which has just crossed into the boundaries of Nigeria in recent times. Let the world also unite against evil. So to all Nigerians, our country has faced similar challenges in the past. We fought a war like the United States did in the 60s. We united the country. We have also faced the struggle to win the battle for democracy against military dictatorships together. We have survived dictatorships. Well, in the last 12 years, have been struggling to build constitutional rule, which have succeeded in large extent in doing so. Our nation is a nation of peaceful people, a nation of patriots. We know our responsibility to ourselves. We know our responsibility to our continent. We also know our responsibility to the black race as the largest concentration of Africans in a single nation in the world. So we will defend our country against evil. And we are calling on all our foreign friends, media commentators, also to do the same, by acknowledging the fact that terror in Nigeria isn't different from terror anywhere in the world. We must unite against it. That is my... Our nation is resilient. We definitely defeat it. There's no panic. The truth is that wherever terror emerges, there is no simple solution to it. It's a long-drawn fight. So we must have the patience. You know, we may sustain losses here and there, but the war can never be won by terror. That is our submission to the people of Nigeria and our friends across the world.